Well, back home now, as you may have heard, a baby girl is being treated at Cork University Hospital after being attacked by a restricted breed dog believed to be an XL bully in County Kerry. The dog has since been destroyed. For more, we're joined by Stephen Fernan of the Kerryman newspaper. Stephen, what do you know about what happened?
The first we were made aware of this horrific incident was yesterday, involving a 12-month-old baby, as you say, a baby girl. She was believed to have been attacked in the family home by the animal, and it was quite a shocking incident. And as you say, she was taken to Cork to University Hospital Kerry initially, and then taken to Cork University Hospital, where she underwent emergency surgery. That's as much as we know at the moment, but it's quite a scary incident here.
Mm, and have you any idea how she's doing now?
No, the latest is that she's just continuing to recover from her injuries. She's still in Cork, we believe, and the Gardaí have said that they're still investigating the incident. But it certainly calls into question the necessity and the reasoning behind having such breeds of dogs in our localities. You know, it sort of brings into sharp focus again, you know, the purpose of why we have these dogs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because this is just the latest in a series of dog attacks over the past few months. And the government has said that its intention is to ban these XL bully dogs.
Yeah, that's certainly the narrative at the moment. As you all know, the tragic case of Nicole Murray in County Limerick in June, where she was horrifically killed by XL bully dogs as well. And even in Kerry here, as recently as March, I covered a story in West Kerry involving a vicious breed of dog as well, where a young child was attacked. So certainly it's something that we'll have to look at. Minister Humphreys is bringing in legislation, I think, where it will be illegal to import, breed or resell the XL bully dogs from October 1st, while there will also be a ban on ownership of the dogs from February 1st. So I think this is something that such incidents as this will certainly strengthen the call for that legislation to come into being.
Stephen, many thanks for joining us this afternoon. Stephen Fernan there of the Kerryman newspaper.